Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
What's the number one thing that stands out more than anything on his legacy?
Spygate.
No.
Humility.
No. Come on, man.
Super Bowls?
Peanut butter sandwiches.
Cut-off sweatshirts.
No, that's almost a good one. The hoodie.
The Navy.
Monotone speaking.
Lacrosse?
No. Linda Holiday.
You're all throwing dots in the dock, but I'm going to give it to you.
Defense.
It Roger is Butler.
Bingo.
All right.
We have a winner.
I'm going home. Goodbye.
Chris Curtis is your winner.
Greatest day of my life.
Number one or number 20 on the list.
Give that man,
Malcolm Butler.
Give that man his print jockstrap.
It's a special award.
Yes.
That Wiggy has handed out.
Yeah. It is a jock.
I don't know where you were going with that.
It was a jock strap with a,
I got
know,
it.
The form on it.
Right.
So you can wear it under your sweatpants so it enhances
right.
your look.
Yeah. By the way, not the first time the words, I don't know where you were going with that, were uttered in relation to something Wiggy said.
It was a long, winding road, and what a payoff it was.
Yeah.
Hey, it really was a treat.
Sometimes you have to circle the block to find a parking spot.
Yeah.
More like circling the drain in this case.
That's called a fitsy.
Yeah. The other
thing. He's not even here to defend himself.
Yeah, come on.
That's all right.
Oh, by the way.
He'll defend himself on Monday.
Yeah, he'll be on Monday. He can break it all down.
I can hear him rolling his eyes right now.
He's going to be so upset.
At the library.
He's going to be so upset. He'll be down, though, at Gillette, though, on Sunday, I assume, right? Fitzy in the parking lot, keep talking to people.
Think.
I would
assume.
Yeah, yeah, usually
confirmed.
Does.
There you go.
He's nervous. It's very weather forecast not good.
Right. And he did pick the Cowboys to win, so that could throw a monkey wrench into his Patriots tailgate.
Oh, that's true. Speaking of Nick, here's Mike in New Hampshire. Hello, Nick. Or Mike, excuse me.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
I can't be the only one that thought to myself that Nick Fitzy Stevens has got to be at home, pants down, pleasuring himself to this interview with Edelman.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, probably.
Yeah, he might be.
And last thing, real quick, bring back AB, mofo.
That's it.
There you go.
AB, mofo.
Is that the hashtag?
That is the hashtag.
Okay. Is that trending anywhere?
I think it is.
Not yet.
So you're not, are you giving up hope? Not yet, no. It's early still. I mean.
Need a few haters to pump up the metrics by saying how much it sucks.
Trending.
They don't know how it works.
Yeah, don't tweet about this.
It's
don't.
Trending on Black Twitter.
So. Oh, that's good. So you're not, are you ignoring the Jeff Howe report?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm going with,
fair enough.
I'm going with Scoops Fourier.
Yeah. What about Tommy Curran?
Tommy Curran, though, I'm usually in his camp. I feel like he's pretty tied in.
I feel like Fourier is pretty tied in.
Yeah.
He's tied into the Brady camp. Brady kicked tires of management, and they said, go away.
But Fourier didn't say Brady kicked ties.
He said,
what do you mean? He said they
Ken's
kicked
Ken's doing
ties.
The jump to conclusions from Office Space.
We already know what Ken is.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
You need the pause. It's a jump to conclusions.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my entire life.
So I'm going with Fourier, who's saying they did. And when he says they, I also mean he's talking about the Patriots. So his connections are in the Patriots. So if there's kicking the tires, we come to the conclusion that there is interest in Antonio Brown. And things don't look like they're getting better offensively. And I don't think they want to keep seeing sad Tom Brady.
But they kicked tires, and then it was reported by both Curran and Howe that he's not going to be here.
Right, so those guys could have had the continuation of Fourier's.
I think Fourier was great to report that. He obviously sped this all up. It became a national story, forced the local writers to cover it in a way they hadn't been prior.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they got the answer because of Fourier's report that he's not going to be here.
Well, then you bring out the point. What if they struggle offensively
again
this Sunday?
Yes, and they could. They could. Dallas is not exactly a world-beating defense.
No.
But that's even more to the point. If you struggle against Dallas at home, then why would it get better?
And if you have interest in a guy that you know could help your team, and the reason why you know he could help your team because he was here and he helped your team, now it just comes down to getting Kraft to basically sign off on it.
Let's go to Mike in the truck. He's up next. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I have a conspiracy theory. So first thing I have to do is ask Wiggy a question. Wig.
Yo.
Wait, is it true that if a team puts a player on the exemption list, is he still on the roster and taking up a roster spot?
I don't think so.
No, he's not on the 53 man.
Oh, you're not on the 53
man. You get paid though. That's the
Gronkowski world. You're in like the world of we kind of have your rights and
no, but you're paying him though.
Yeah,
like
but
so
you're
if another team
him.
Signed him and then he went on the exempt list, he would not count on their 53, but
no,
they would
the team
pay.
Would have to pay
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
See, my whole conspiracy was the reason why they cut him was because they knew he was going to go on the exemption list. They didn't want to tie up a roster spot.
Nope.
So they let him go, giving him the time off, letting him basically have his suspension time and then bring him back once the league said it was okay.
Nope, that's got nothing to do with it.
And I don't think he was going on the exemption.
And why would he be tweeting those things about the Patriots if there was some agreement that he was going to return here? Basically torch the bridge.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was ever going. I don't think
he was.
Although
he'd be a very difficult guy to, like, if you were ever in cahoots with Antonio Brown, mm-hmm. like, you'd be talking to him, be like, all right, listen, we're just going to put you on ice for a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. don't say anything. He's like, uh-huh, uh-huh, got it. And then he immediately goes home. Well, he's like, Robert Kraft is in a spot. Well, like,
conversation
like, Antonio, what did we just say?
Well, he has
like,
his phone in his hand.
I don't need the game.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, three times he has said he's never coming back to the NFL. And then three times he said he can't wait to play again.
Yeah. I don't think he is or will ever go on the exempt list when he comes back.
I'm starting to – I mean – I'm obviously with you. I hope that he plays again and for the Patriots. But the way things are going, it seems unlikely for this season, doesn't it?
I don't know. And when you start to look, because now you have the counter suit, right?
Yes.
So that plays kind of into it. You had the 9-hour meeting.
But the issue with the counter suit is, doesn't that allow them, the other side, to bring up every single thing about you?
But shouldn't they have brought up everything about you anyways for the civil suit and in the investigation?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, and we know a lot about Antonio Brown, I guess, already.
So if you're counter-suing somebody, you're going, hey, listen, I got a lot of information I'm giving.
One of the things, I think it was Mike Florio that said it. He says it looks kind of like petty because you're basically suing somebody who doesn't have a lot of money and you're trying to get a lot of money out of them. But
no,
I'm like, okay,
fine.
But they're suing me.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I don't buy that either for a second. Okay. And then, I get the premise, but if all the things that Brittany Taylor or the other one were alleging mm-hmm. were not true, then yeah, of course you countersue for defamation.
Right.
Of course you do.
Right.
Because I always thought when somebody ends up just, you know, having a settlement, that means that they probably did it. Like, that's how I
Well, that's
it.
What most people think.
You
well,
don't think that way?
I don't automatically knee-jerk to that. Sometimes I think you have to pay a problem to go away because it's a nuisance,
right.
regardless of
but
what
I
the truth
But I think most
is.
People will look at you if you paid that problem to go away, that you had some type of culpability, you did something.
Something questionable.
Yeah, they're, that's how people will perceive you. But if you fight it, now you're saying, I did nothing wrong. The thing that I look at with the countersuit is what he said. She's basically blocking him from being able to make a living.
And I don't think the countersuit is necessarily about the money because, you know, we know she's not going to be able to pay it. I think it's just about the principle.
Right. Yeah, that's so, yeah.
I also heard yesterday it was speculated that the countersuit had to do with him possibly being able to sign a non-disclosure agreement if he were to re-sign with the Patriots because he had signed one with this woman. He had to do this lawsuit as a means to get to something with the Patriots. It was some legalese that I didn't understand.
Makes sense.
I just thought all of a sudden if this week, so he meets with the NFL, mm-hmm. then a few days later he's apologizing to Kraft and countersuing. He is preparing something to get back into the league.
Why is he, if we're looking at it and we, you know, and I put on my detective hat here.
Good.
When he met with the NFL, why is he then, right after that, apologizing to Kraft? There had to be something that was said to him. That's right.
There he is.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Wiggy.
That's right.
Yeah, he's out there.
Sherlock Holmes boy. So there had to be something between.
Sherlock Windbag.
You know.
No, Sherlock Homeboy out there.
Bag of bones. Be quiet back there. There had to be something.
I'll be your Watson, and we can go out there. We can look for clues.
That's elementary.
He has no idea who Watson.
But don't you think there was something between
someone
that meeting and the tweet that led him to say...
No, the biggest question is the apology something that Kraft was looking for to clear him, or was it like Rosenhaus saying, hey, this might help?
Right, preemptive.
That's the biggest difference, because if it's coming from Robert Kraft, then that means, yeah, you know what, but he probably will sign. But if it's just like, hey, this might soften him up a little bit, then it doesn't really...
But if it's something Kraft wanted, do you think it goes out just on social media? Like, I understand that's obviously a very powerful medium because we talk about it a lot, or does he do a presser?
Yeah,
but is that too dramatic?
I think
social media is like pressers now.
I think so many people saw, like everybody saw it, and it got picked up. And I think the presser, like Rosenhaus was the one that orchestrated the T.O. in the driveway doing sit-ups.
Yes.
That wasn't great.
No.
You know, that didn't really help T.O. that much. So I think, you hold a presser, and then, I don't know, I think nowadays you can just tweet Instagram.
And the reason why I don't buy it's the Drew Rosenhaus is the reason why, hey, here's what we should do, because he could have put out this apology at any time. This happened after the meeting. Mm-hmm. So something had to be said to Drew Rosenhaus, to whoever, after the meeting, hey, Antonio, here's what we're hearing. If you can just go out there and apologize, we put it... And then the other thing I look at it is, why isn't he apologizing to everybody? He specifically apologizes to Robert Kraft.
Right.
So that tells me.
Yeah, Mike Mayock hasn't gotten an apology.
Right. Well, don't you think that's the guy you want to apologize to? One, the guy.
Called him a cracker.
Yeah, you threatened to punch them.
You know.
Which I
Did
do
anybody
like.
See my friend Antonio Brown?
Right.
Yeah, John could get an apology.
Right, but he didn't.
Derek Carr.
He didn't do that. He just.
Mike Tomlin.
Specifically.
Roethlisberger.
Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
So that tells me there was something there that was said to him or his camp that said, hey, there's a chance you can go back to New England. Here's what they're looking for.
The other big story of the NFL is the Myles Garrett suspension. It has been upheld, and he had some claims about what Mason Rudolph may or may not have said about him during that led to that whole thing. So we'll get into that. And you can join us at 617-779-7937. It's the Greg Hill Show. Rich Keefe in for Greg with Danielle and Wiggy.
Tonight, starting at 6, it's Mudded Night, live from Las Vegas. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, their Black Friday sales event. Get employee pricing plus on a new commercial truck. Visit 495ram.com. Now, the Texans beat the Colts last night. With the win, they are now Houston, the 3 seed in the AFC. They have a better conference record at 6-2 than Kansas City. It's 5-3 in the conference and on the bye this weekend. Now, the Patriots play both these teams in the coming weeks. They will play Houston on December 1st, then the Chiefs the week after. So think about this, Rich. Whoever the Patriots lose to will get better and therefore have to play Baltimore in the second round if the seeding holds.
You're suggesting throw the game
throw
against
the
Kansas
game
City.
If you don't want to play the Chiefs.
They've thrown games before. They've done it in the past for seeding. You don't want to go Kansas City, Baltimore. You want to go some
Houston,
then Baltimore.
What that means is you're gonna have to go Houston and then Houston at home, but go to Baltimore.
That's probably
I think they can win in Baltimore.
But wouldn't you rather have home field advantage?
Well, yes, I would.
I'd
rather play at home.
If Kansas City has to come in the divisional round, I'd rather them come to Foxborough, and then I'd rather Baltimore.
Yeah, but that's the toughest way possible.
That's all right. I got home field. Home field to me is more important in the playoffs.
Got it. So you would rather be home against Baltimore in the conference championship than play the Chiefs in the divisional round instead of the Texans.
Yeah, I'd rather be. Yep, exactly.
You guys will be breaking this down for 4 hours Sunday.
Sorry, at high noon on Sunday.
Keefe and Wiggy and Foyer. Dunsky Foyer. That's after Mark and Hart. We'll lead into you guys. Thursday night football, final score 20-17. Houston with the win. Myles Garrett, that indefinite suspension, as Rich said, has been upheld. Marquise Pouncey has his reduced from 3-2. Also, Jacina Anderson. We're going to talk about this more coming up. She tweets a notable distinction per Mary Kay Cabot that not that the NFL had found no evidence, that they, quote, had found no recorded sound, end quote. Small distinction about the racial slur.
Well, that's Garrett mic'd up. Somebody said he was mic'd up. I don't know if that was Fourier that said that or who said that.
That's Fourier.
What night was that game?
Thursday night.
Yeah. We would know because they would have had some audio before that throughout the game. The reason why Jacina Anderson is she's really jumping out on the ledge on that one is because she's the one who initially tweeted.
Right, and then deleted it.
The reason why Garrett hit him with the helmet is because it could have been something racially said. So now this is her,
back in.
Well, it's her victory lap.
Yeah.
Bruins beat the Sabres 3-2. Big Tuukka Rask night had one of the great saves that you will see. Talked about it afterwards. Saving one. He dropped the stick in the blocker in the third. Reached out with a hand, the bare hand.
That was a great save.
Unbelievable.
You were in a kind of scramble mode, and luckily I was kind of in a position that I could throw myself in there. And, you know, that's one of those. Sometimes it hits you. Sometimes it doesn't, you know. But I only ever made a save like that with my blocker, so that was great.
Dale will be breaking that down for 4 hours. Yes.
It was 1989. I made that same save in street hockey at the Salinas Boys and Girls Club.
For the win?
I don't know if it was for the win, but I think it was one of those saves. Well,
you're a goalie. I didn't know that.
Well, you know, playing street hockey, so everybody wanted
to be a
goalie.
Took up most of the net.
Yeah,
well,
big equipment. How'd you get pads that size?
Well, they were small pads. It was all about stacking the pads back then.
The pads.
Was that right?
Okay.
Bees host Minnesota Saturday, Celtics at Denver tonight. Rich says big game, 9 p.m. tip. And the Eagles and 16th-ranked Notre Dame on the flagship tomorrow, 2 p.m., 2:30 kickoff in South Bend. Also on Patriots Friday, don't forget Michael Irvin, 11:45, Michael Lombardi with OMF this afternoon. This is The Greg Hill Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Me, baby. You will not take this from me, baby.
Did Mason say something? Is that what started things?
I just got to go look at it. No, I'm not going. I'm not going to come down. No.
Somewhere that you don't want to try. Just really do or die. Mine. We'll have you
the Greg Hill Show. Rich Keefe in for Greg. Danielle and Wiggy are here. And the indefinite suspension for Myles Garrett was upheld after he, actually 1 week ago last night, hit Myles Garrett with his own helmet in the head, which Rudolph did, like just kind of bounced off of him.
Yeah, he ate that. Rudolph ate that helmet.
He had no problem with it.
Like shook it off.
But then what happened was he went and met with the league and, you know, for his appeal. Mm-hmm. And within the appeal, he said that Mason Rudolph said something racial to him.
He's basically saying Mason Rudolph called him the N-word.
That's correct.
I mean, let's.
Yeah. Kinda, but you can't write that in a headline.
No. But you could say, you can write the N-word in the headline.
Well, I suppose you could.
What's nothing wrong with
but
that.
But that's what he did. But the league has also said they can't find any recordings of that. And there were a couple of witnesses. I mean, there would have to be. There was the ref was super close. There were two or three of the Pittsburgh offensive linemen who were really close.
Right.
But what I find very strange is that Thursday night happens. Miles Garrett has like that weak kind of, not even an apology, but he's like, oh, it was like an accident. Yeah, I lost my cool. I don't know. Wouldn't you have maybe mentioned it then?
He would have been furious right then and there.
Wouldn't you have said something then?
Right after the
wouldn't
game.
We have heard about it in the few days afterwards? Yeah. Even like Friday, we would have heard about it?
No.
Over the weekend, we would have
heard about it the night after the game when the reporters are in his face and they're like, how could you hit this guy in the head with a helmet?
Yeah, he would have been like, defend yourself right
yeah,
away
he'd be
with
like,
that?
Listen,
100%.
I lost my cool because he called me the N-word.
Right. Because it's like, now it's like you seem like a crazy person and maybe a liar.
Yes, suspect.
A
couple days after.
You're a suspect kid. Now, if he did, if they could prove that Mason Rudolph said that, do you think that Garrett's suspension would be less? Do you think people would view Garrett differently?
I think they would. I think because that's like, you know, that word is grounds for, at times, you getting punched in the or hit over the head with a helmet.
I'm going to rip your helmet off and hit you in the brain with
That's like somebody, that would be like if, you know, if we had on film Mason Rudolph spitting in Myles Garrett's face.
Yeah.
You would then be like, okay, I can see why he did that. So, yeah, that I think we would think differently.
I think the league would still suspend him a significant number of games because they want to, you know, not have that happen.
Here's the issue I have with the league, right?
Yeah.
Why do we not have a time frame of how many games?
I think it's part of the punishment. It's sort of like, hey, you know, you gotta prove to us that, you know, you're remorseful.
Wasn't the purpose of the appeal for them to give us a number? I mean, at least that's what I thought going into it.
I mean, I thought they were going to give us a number.
No, but the purpose of the appeal was that it's not in the CBA that you can indefinitely suspend someone. Mm. So he was appealing the fact that he didn't get a finite number of games. That's what they were doing, and I guess the judge upheld Goodell.
Remember the other story with Myles Garrett was that a fan punched him in the face?
Right.
Do we even know if that's true?
Which I start to believe, really. You ever seen Myles Garrett?
He's enormous.
He's a big man.
6'4", 280. Yeah. And some guy's like, hey, let me get a picture, and then he punch you in the face.
And he doesn't do anything. He laughs it off.
So. Yeah. It doesn't seem like a guy's going to laugh it off. Right. Seems like a guy would have, like, run him over with his car.
Well, that would be your green light to then just whoop
go
this guy.
Do whatever you want. He
self-defense
first.
After
yes.
that.
We all would have been on his side. Yeah. So I don't really know what to believe. But this is a bad situation for the league. Because it was bad enough when you have just the optics of a guy hitting another guy with a helmet. And they're lucky that Mason Rudolph didn't get seriously hurt.
Right.
But now on top of it, they're like, oh, and the quarterback for the Steelers said something racist. You're like, oh, God, here we go.
Right. And not too long after the Kaepernick workout where we all know that, you know, he's being blackballed. And then people are like, well, you know what? If he wouldn't have wore his Kunta Kinte shirt and this, that, and the other. So if you're the NFL, the thing that you need right now to kind of get everybody mind off this nonsense is letting AB back in for the Patriots.
See, it always comes
Fight
back.
Fight nonsense with nonsense.
It always comes back because, yeah, you bring a good guy back into the league. Mm-hmm.
Family man.
Yeah, nothing right. would go wrong
there.
He's
a family man. If you ever follow him on social media,
he's always posting.
He's always playing with his kids.
We had somebody call earlier in the week that said that he was, he's obviously sorry because he was a nice guy in Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Which was four years ago.
He was nice in The Masked Singer, too, so.
Yeah, he could sing. He's got the moves and all that stuff.
I don't think they actually sing on that show.
But maybe you bring him back, and then it's sort of the old, hey, stop talking about Mason Rudolph maybe being a racist and talk about Antonio Brown being back in the Patriots.
Stop talking about Kaepernick. Stop talking about Rudolph. Yeah. Yep, let's talk about Antonio Brown. Now the Patriots, they're the number one team. They're the favorite. Who's going to beat them? And now we're back to that.
Let's go to Russ in Rhode Island. He joins us next. What's up, Russ?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. This is my first time calling. I love your show. Thank you. Listen to it on my way to work. I just think it's hilarious, and I called in a while ago. You guys were arguing about Antonio Brown and what you hear, and this one says that, and that one says this. It just sounds almost like the Trump impeachments you guys are doing over there.
They're one and the same.
It's just hilarious. It's kind of hilarious because everything is hearsay, and I love listening to it because nothing ever gets solved.
Well, I think the thing that should be solved, it's very simple. Antonio Brown should be playing on somebody's team. Now, granted, I want him on my team, the Patriots, but he should be, the commissioner should have some balls and go, listen, we're not going to do anything with this guy. He didn't do anything wrong in the sense that he warrants a suspension or for him to be put on the commission exempt list.
Derek's in Burlington on Myles Garrett. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Long time listener. Listen, I got a couple of things I just want to get off my chest. How come everybody's talking about the 6-game suspension, indefinite suspension on assault and battery with a helmet, and then nobody brings up 4 games for deflated footballs? Come on, this is a joke. This is a joke.
I mean, you could do it with every single suspension.
Everything.
You can compare it to Brady, and you're like, this is insane.
And
like, guys beat women, they get less games.
On
guys
field
beat kids,
versus off field.
Yeah, I mean,
beating women doesn't have to do with being on the field, Keith.
And that's a good point.
And
good
we don't
point.
Know. And we don't know.
Integrity of the game.
Right?
We don't know what the suspension is with Myles Garrett.
Well, it's minimum 6 games.
At minimum 6. It could be, you know, 12. Right.
That's true. It could be a whole lot.
Ideal gas law.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Get Bill Nye
it's
to
more
call
like,
back in.
It's more likely than not. Mm-hmm. That he
more,
did something. Yeah.
More probably.
Myles Garrett, helmet punch in context.
Right. Yeah, well, I'd read that. Well, 238 pages on if Myles Garrett hit him in the head or not.
That's your commissioner. That's your commissioner, Roger Goodell.
Yeah. I still can't believe Rudolph didn't go down from that. He got clocked. They showed the replay like a million times.
He ate it, man.
Can we talk about his Wednesday press conference when he had a week, 2 weeks almost to
and then
prepare?
Then he read it off a piece of paper in front of him. He's like Jacoby Ellsbury, front and back.
What was that?
Front
he didn't even
back.
Need to do that. What was the purpose of him doing that?
I don't know. I wonder if they knew that like the racial thing was coming or what. Because they had a quick response to that, by the way. Mason Rudolph was denying it. His lawyer came out and said, absolutely not. Did he do this?
It almost strikes me now that he may have been expecting a question about that, which is why he was so off. Like, there was no reason for him to be so timid.
Well, no, everyone's like,
all
right.
Yeah, but the reason why that was out there was because of the Josina Anderson tweet. Mason Rudolph wasn't to blame for that whole fiasco at the during the,
yeah,
the
but Browns. He was involved in it.
He was involved.
But he was grabbing face masks.
Yeah, it didn't stop. He wasn't the reason why this started. You know, if Myles Garrett just gets off of him,
yeah,
like after every, you know, after
even if he just punches him with like a fist, we're probably not talking about it anymore.
Right.
Like, oh, there's a guy that got mad.
Right, but I don't hold Mason Rudolph accountable really at all. Maybe 1-2% this whole thing.
I have no ill will towards Myles Garrett. Great respect for his ability as a player. And I know that if Myles could go back, he would handle the situation differently. As for my involvement last week, there's no acceptable excuse. The bottom line is I should have done a better job keeping my composure in that situation, and it falls short of what I believe it means to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and a member of the NFL.
I don't even like the Pittsburgh Steelers, but Mason Rudolph had 2% in that whole fiasco. Just get off the guy.
So you think Garrett is lying about it? I mean, we don't know. We weren't there, but you think he's making that up? I think it seems like a kind of a Hail Mary at the end.
Yeah,
like, hey, by the way, this happened. Don't suspend me as long.
Because if he really felt that way, I think after
we would have heard about
right
it.
At we would have heard that in the post game press conference,
or at least he would have told a teammate about that, right? And one
would
have guy would come out to his defense.
Yeah, I agree. It would have gotten out, or they would have talked to a
certain he would have said it right in the post game press conference. And people are like, how could you hit this guy over the head with a helmet? Because and that at that time, everybody's looking at him like a savage, right? Like an animal.
Yeah.
He goes, well, the guy called me the N-word.
Yeah, you kind of be on his side then.
And Josina Anderson in this case is really doing some horrible things as a journalist. She's basically insinuating by quote tweeting Mary Kay Cabot's story that there was no recorded sound as proof, meaning that this wasn't disproven.
Right.
She's trying to continue the story that there was the possibility that a racial slur was used.
Well, because her narrative was that when this first happened was the only reason why Myles Garrett acts like that.
Yeah, her tweet was, I would bet. So first of all, right away, like, what is this, a report or what is this?
No,
I would bet Myles Garrett will say he heard Mason Rudolph call him something egregious. Never seen Garrett act like that ever.
Right.
I was like, is that a report? Right. Like, what are we, like, you know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? Like,
did she not? She must.
This is like your guy Schefter when he starts going down the opinion path. You're just why don't you check your text?
Because clearly she didn't. Clearly she didn't watch the Cleveland versus Tennessee Titans game when he punched Delaney.
Punched the guy there too,
Delaney Walker.
She's like, all right, well, besides that, I've never seen him act like this.
Okay, maybe.
There's a prop bet on this in Vegas. Mutt bet $20,000 on it last night.
Best of luck.
She's now trying because
whose idea was that to send Mutt to Vegas? By the way,
not mine.
How did that?
Downstairs, Joe.
Does he have like a chaperone or anything?
Trying to get him fired. I
think. He's going. Who's he going with? Isn't he going with somebody to see a fight?
Yes, he's seeing a fight, and he's there. You would think there'd be some social media presence. For
I
the show.
Not a sniff.
Nothing.
I feel like you guys really have brought it up more than he has.
I mean, what are we doing?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Nothing there.
Send me to Vegas when Floyd Mayweather fights in 2020.
Oh, okay,
I'll give you some stuff.
You're going to give us some stuff.
Yeah.
It's the Wiggy WEEI Instagram takeover.
Yeah, I'll give you some stuff there.
All right.
I mean, they're flying him out to Vegas if he's going Retrex, too. Yeah.
Whew. He might be.
You been on Retrex, Danielle?
No.
Oh, man. Private jet. That's the only way.
All right. Let's get to the news with Danielle coming up next. You have a new story, Danielle, a new PTA story, the Pervert Teacher Association.
Yes.
But this time, not your traditional one, right? Not a middle-aged lady?
No. Amazingly.
A little bit different story. All right. So the news coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for...
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
There's more good news today.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Time for the news, sponsored by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in men's sexual health. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000. Danielle?
Well, are they trying to stop kids from vaping and smoking, or is it just no fun zone? You decide. Massachusetts lawmakers have effectively passed the flavored vape ban. That legislation was approved by the Senate. The House approved it earlier this month. Now it heads to the governor's desk. I believe that his office has declined to comment to any news sources that have reached out. But essentially, any flavored tobacco products would be banned, including menthol cigarettes that would actually make Massachusetts the first state to ban those.
Really?
Yep. They have flavored regular cigarettes?
I'm not sure. Okay. I think that would apply to like the dip and stuff like that. You know?
So
now you're getting into that
like
too.
Tobacco, wow. Like any like peach, mint stuff, apple, all mint, stuff? All that stuff would be.
Ooh, Greg's gone. Gonna be T.O.
Dunsky.
Greg's gonna be upset because he loves
a lot of
loves
college
that,
students.
Loves
would
that
be,
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be bad. Terry Francona.
I just don't understand why they, you know, why they can't do a better job of making sure that you're 21 years old, and if you want to do this and you're of age, just do it.
Well, they're effectively just going to create a black market for it anyway.
Right.
I feel like,
and then it becomes like cooler.
Right. Yeah. And then it's like you have unregulated stuff that's going to come on the market. This legislation also would levy a 75% excise tax on e-cigarettes.
Come on.
Jeez.
Like...
Wow.
Really? So people are trying to find... And, you know, obviously nothing is going to be perfect for you, but people are trying to find... alternatives to conventional cigarettes and smoking.
Right.
And now you're going to penalize them for that. It's just going to drive people back to tobacco.
And tobacco's been waiting in the weeds for a while now. They're like, hey, everybody's coming back.
Like, why can you sell flavored liquor but not flavored tobacco?
Right.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Yeah. And the thing about it is most of the issues have been with the black market vape, you know, cigarettes anyways.
Yeah, the cartridges.
So now you're just sending everybody there, so you're going to have more issues rather than just if you say, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a better job of making sure we're taking down the black market stuff and you guys are getting the right stuff. But Curtis makes a good point. I mean, I love Ciroc Peach.
Sure. I like a little cherry vodka and Sprite. Boy.
I love it.
Is that nice?
I like mine just on the Rizox.
And I'm sure they're selling or handing out free weed gummies. Like, what's
no, the, for I, sure.
What the hell are we doing?
Right.
Huh? Yeah, they're like, this, though, we cannot stand for.
No,
this is destroying
mint
America.
Tobacco.
Yeah.
Tobacco. Nope.
By the way, hot pepper flavored vodka with pineapple and a splash of grenadine. Phenomenal.
Really?
Unexpected and phenomenal. Yep.
Hot pepper?
And like a habanero or
I like that
chili,
very much.
Pepper flavored vodka or infused. Get a little heat.
My wife
pepper,
drinks one of those.
That's real nice.
Yeah.
What's the thing that comes with the salt or the sugar on top?
Margarita.
Yeah. She drinks like
a spicy margarita.
A jalapeno style.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's really good.
I'm like,
the flavors are excellent.
Yeah, I'm like, with Mutt on that.
I'm not a.
You can do a habanero, jalapeno, whatever you feel
what's
like.
What's next? A bacon margarita?
Probably
they
have
make
that.
Those. I'm sure they do. Probably a little bacon dust on the rim.
No,
bacon dust.
I have some news this morning from Vegas. They just ran out of doers because Mutt's there.
Mutt's coming in. Got to order extra.
Yep.
The girlfriend in the texting boyfriend suicide case is scheduled to appear in court today. 21-year-old In Young Yoo did come back to the U.S. from South Korea voluntarily. She'll appear in Suffolk Superior Court at 9:30 in the morning. You may remember this story where she was a former Boston College student, was dating this guy for 18 months. He unfortunately took his own life on May 20th, jumped from a parking garage just hours before he was set to walk in graduation. And officials say in the 2 months prior to his death, the couple exchanged more than 75,000 text messages, of which she sent more than 47,000, saying things to him repeatedly, such as go kill yourself or just die. We actually have some sound from Brad Bailey, who's the defense attorney in the case.
Clearly, there is some sort of deal in place, not in terms of the resolution of the case, but in terms of the bail and or her conditions of release. It would be highly unlikely that she would be walking in with the unknown of potentially being locked up and held pending trial.
This is not a lighthearted segment that we do here.
No, there are some stories.
We go. This is the path, Rich. We go to the we do the local stuff.
Yeah,
there's some serious stuff occasionally.
Yeah, you're kind of bumming me out here.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, if you want, we can get to the Pervert Teacher Association.
No, if you
want
to keep talking about a suicide, please feel free.
Well, it's in the news. She's going to be in court today.
Well, this story I'm not as familiar with as the
Michelle Carter case.
The Michelle Carter case, which after I watched that documentary, I felt completely different because the way the news kind of portrayed that one.
Right.
So I don't know if this is going to get a documentary treatment too or something like that, but that is...
This girl should get minimum 10 years.
There's definitely a precedent that's been set with the Michelle Carter case, but this, and we talked about this at length on the show before, but just to, you know, knowing that someone, you know, is suicidal, is in that space, and then telling them
over and over again.
Right.
She should get 10 years minimum.
There. Yeah. Well, let's get to Pervert Teacher Association.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Well, this time it's shockingly not a married 45-year-old mom whose kid is friends with the kid she's alleged to have slept with.
Classic case.
This is a guy... Peter Mulback is his name. He's 53 years old, and he's alleged to have preyed on teenage girls at Long Island City High School in New York, and he wanted to be the cool teacher. So he's a math teacher.
He wore jeans.
He did wear jeans.
Skinny jeans.
Not just on Fred. I don't think this guy should be wearing skinny jeans.
Oh, no.
He's alleged to have given his students money, drugs, and alcohol in order to curry favor with pupils. There was a girl that he was allegedly having an affair with a few years back, where after she graduated, he moved her into his apartment, let her use his credit card, and then was like paying for all of his stuff, her stuff, I should say. She then found out that he was planning to move to Florida and was hiding her mail, so she ended the relationship and contacted authorities. Then parents of a 15-year-old girl got in touch with police, who's in school now. And they had discovered intimate text messages between their 15-year-old daughter and a 53-year-old teacher. He reportedly called the girl Mia Moore, said that he missed her, and hoped that she would visit him when he moved to Florida. There was a 16-year-old girl that was given $20 in cash. She later posted a racy photo of herself online with hard eye emojis. He would allegedly run into students at the mall and then hang out with them.
People go to the mall still?
Exactly.
What are we doing?
16-year-olds, 15-year-olds.
Still, they're doing other stuff. They're vaping. They're not going to the mall.
At the mall. They got to vape.
They can vape at the mall.
He posted pictures of him and the students on his Facebook page. Like, just saying, like, hey, hanging out at the mall together.
what a coincidence. You shop here, too?
Yeah, wow. Look at that.
That's just the worst. I know it's a double standard completely, but the other stories, where you're talking about the female teacher, I'm like the South Park guys. I'm like, nice.
The 24-year-old female teacher, but then
when this, you're like, put this creep away. Put him away for life. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy's a monster. That's awful.
He's been removed from the classroom and placed in administrative position. I think he's now actually in Florida, and he's waiting trial on
living his best life, substitute teaching somewhere in Florida.
Right. Exactly.
That's probably what because down in Florida, anything goes.
Yeah, whatever you want.
You could have a full blown relationship with your student in class, and it's all good.
It's fine. It's Florida.
Oh my God.
Speaking of Florida,
yeah. Oh, of course.
And now
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
Well, we're headed to Boca. 73-year-old man wearing a Make America Great Again shirt told a bank teller that he was robbing, that he gave him too much money.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, he
He said that the teller gave him too much money.
He was robbing this person.
He was robbing. Okay. Sandy Hawkins.
Pretty generous.
He wanted a certain amount.
Wanted $1,100.
Okay.
Very specific.
Modest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Walked into the, well, I mean, not enough to raise super suspicion, but also enough that they probably had it in the drawer
you
right
You probably
in front
don't
of
even trip the alarm for $1,100, right?
You let them walk ahead, out. You're like, fine.
You know, you got us today.
This isn't the town. No. I don't want to get pistol whipped in the face. Okay. Slane's not waiting out front in a getaway car with a nun outfit on. But he entered a local Wells Fargo branch and asked for $1,100, told the teller, I have a weapon. This is a robbery. The teller began counting aloud as he laid out each $100 bill and counted out $2,000.
Nope, too much.
That's what the guy said.
Absolutely
He's
not.
Like, no, it's too much. Just give me $1,100. And the teller slid $1,100 under the little window thing. Guy takes the money and walks out. So they're like, okay, call the police. A manager at a nearby bar later was able to identify the guy based on surveillance
photos. He's buying drinks for everybody.
Well, he's got a bar tab he's got
to
pay for.
Yeah, he's got to pay that off. $1,100 even. Goes in there. There you go. All set. What is the success rate of robbing banks? I'm sure there was an uptick after the town.
Yeah.
Like, people saw the town, like, oh, you got to get just grab a nun mask. You got a getaway driver.
Well,
you
what's go the protocol?
Well,
is there bank tellers listening? I mean, do you just give them the money and deal with it later?
Yeah,
nobody wants to be the hero.
Yeah, you start dating the bank robber.
Right.
So from
Google says 60% success rate.
Yeah, really? Is that right?
Yeah,
that
seems
really
days.
High. So, there's cameras everywhere.
So from what I hear from, you know, my sources.
Oh, boy.
You know, always use a note that you says you have a weapon. Because if you don't show the weapon, it's not armed robbery.
Do you do like the little pointy fingers in the shirt?
No.
Like underneath your the sweatshirt?
No.
Listen, I got a gun.
No,
like,
because,
sir, that's clearly your finger.
Because if you don't brandish it, it's not armed robbery. So if
even
you
if it's the threat of a weapon?
Yes. You don't get if you if
so take out a napkin and be like, listen,
I
got a weapon.
I got a weapon. I need $1,100. So even if you get caught
in
now,
50s, if you don't mind.
Yeah, if you get caught, it's
unmarked.
It's not as big as a deal.
Non-consecutive.
But it usually is a pretty good success rate.
I can't believe that it is.
We have to define success rate. Because success rate is success rate
I might
is
be wrong
walking
that
out
number,
with the money.
Oh, here we go. Now Ken's
that's the clearance rate.
Clearance rate.
Which I guess specifies most
No, this is a this is a problem.
No, no, no. The success rate is actually higher than that.
Than 60?
Yes. Because when you think about it, I'm going to tell you why. Think about it. Most people that rob banks, they've robbed multiple banks.
How's that? How do you know that?
What?
Well, I'm just telling
you. How do you know that?
I'm just.
What are you, Bonnie and Clyde? Because
that's what happens in town.
Have you? No, no, no.
I did see the town and I saw Bonnie and Clyde.
Have you ever known a bank robber to rob one bank?
I've never met a bank.
You got me there. No. Okay, the answer then, Curtis, is no.
All right. Let me take my word for it. So most people rob multiple banks and they usually get away with their first one, right? They get the money, they get in, get out.
So, I mean, you might be able to walk out the door, but the chances that you're spending that money, I feel like, is really low.
No, it's pretty good.
Wiggy, I hate to correct you, and you know that,
thank
but
you,
a member of Cambridge's Finest checking in with me on the private text, letting me know that even if you suggest that you have a weapon, it's still considered armed robbery.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, but you don't do
that's
as much. And you ask your friend there, when you ultimately go to be sentenced, it's not as bad if you pulled out an actual pistol or, you know, a gun.
What?
Assuming you
doing?
Didn't shoot somebody.
No, no, no. Just showing it.
This is going down a very dark path.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wiggy has
that.
Really put a lot of thought into this.
No, no, no. It's not.
Wiggy's making it sound like, you know what? There's some risk,
if
but you can
write,
make
you
it.
Have a, yeah, you. If you write you have a bazooka in your car,
listen,
you're fine. If you carry the bazooka in.
Don't do that. Listen, no, don't do that. That's more years.
You give out the number. I know there's a bank robber out there listening. He can call in and tell you.
I would say, sir or ma'am, choose another path.
Listen, most people get away with their first one. That's why you don't. You see,
I feel like the first one, you'd be the most likely to get busted. I feel like the first time
the percentages,
you don't know what you're doing. You're a little shaky. You're kind of looking around. You're doing the crazy eyeballs in there. You're like, Rashay Caldwell trying to rob a bank. They're like, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to come over here for a second.
Wouldn't you be a better bank robber after you've done it successfully a couple times? You know what to do.
Right, but what I'm saying is that most people that rob banks have robbed multiple banks.
I just thought with there's so many protocols in place, there's a little button they can hit. There's always like bulletproof glass.
Yeah.
Like I just feel like it's not going to work. Like in the movies, sure. Like the Joker pulled off quite a heist at the beginning of Dark Knight.
But if overall, you're talking about the guy, like Danielle's talking about this guy who robbed the bank for $1,100.
Yeah.
He goes in there with a note saying, I got a gun. Give me $1,100. The teller's not going to run no risk. They give him the $1,100.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call this a success because he just went down the street to a bar and got busted.
Wiggy, hate to do this to you, but I have to correct you again.
I got my sources
in real time
right
here.
Now.
Mm.
Oh. It's the same sentencing guidelines, whether or not the actual weapon is present. You just wouldn't get charged with possession of a firearm because there was none.
Like, I got my text coming in right now.
No, you don't.
From
you're
the
just
criminals?
Reading
we're doing,
blank
we're doing
phone.
Cops v. criminals
I'm
on private
saying,
text?
That's not a phone. That's a potato.
Yeah.
Where's Larry the lawyer?
Larry on.
Why are you holding a piece of bacon and calling it a phone?
It
Guys,
says,
I've got all kinds of intel right here.
It says, I didn't get caught until my fourth bank.
Holy smokes. So now you're bank robbing
You're
friend.
An accessory.
Yeah. I don't think we should be talking about that.
I'm not an accessory.
Dale's texting you?
Hand over your phone. David in New Hampshire is the reason why it was $1,100. David.
Hey, guys. So in Massachusetts now, if you steal less than $1,200, it's a misdemeanor. Over $1,200 is a felony.
Oh.
There you go.
There you go.
Crystal clear. So it wasn't just a certain bar right. tab that he had. So now you just have to hit a ton of banks. You
yeah.
can't hit the one for everything you got in the vault. You
no.
got to go to a bunch
a
of banks.
A bunch of banks.
I need 1,100.
And take Small. An Uber.
I need 1,100. Don't yes. try to give me 2,000. I
no,
see what
I
you're
don't
doing.
Want 2,000.
You're trying to get
yeah.
me locked up. Yeah. I see what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm. I want to walk away
I know
with
your
this
games.
Thing. Mm-hmm. I want to walk away with doing just, you know, cleaning yeah. up the side of the road.
Right. I feel like they romanticize bank robbery in movies, but
no,
in real life,
right.
I feel like it'd be very, very difficult.
The success rate is pretty high for your first one. You ask the question, it's really high. I'd say about 90%.
You know one guy who got away with it, and that's what you're basing this whole thing off of.
Well, I didn't say one guy. I'm just telling you.
No,
well, a team of guys.
It's an amalgamation of guys.
Is
yeah.
it a team effort? I feel like it would be a team effort.
No, you never want
Or do you
team.
Think it's more just sort of you're in and
you
out?
You don't want a team too much liability. You got
yes,
one guy
sure.
that falls behind and then cracks, like the kid that was in the union worker that was banged out of the job
point.
On the days of all the robbery.
Yeah.
You're going to get popped,
guy. Too much snitching.
That's true. You can't trust everybody. No, I understand.
Give me the money, mofo.
Right?
Anything else, Danielle?
I think that was it for right now.
Okay. That'd be it for
hey,
right now.
I have
there
a
ends
pistol.
The bank robbery
I have
talk.
A pistol on me, but I just want
$1,100. That's not a pistol.
Sir, that is your hand. I can see it inside your sweatshirt. All right. Your phone call, 617-779-7937. They are all the bank robbers. Maybe text those in. Feel free to text or tweet
we'll
those in.
Your voice.
We have another member of the media who is calling out the Patriots, saying that they need Antonio Brown. We'll get to that. And your phone call is coming up. It's the Greg Hill Show. Keith in for Greg with Danielle and Wiggy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.